चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट।
नीति आयोग रिलीजेस रिपोर्ट ऑन एक्सपोर्ट प्रिपेयर्डनेस इंडेक्स 2020। नीति आयोग इन पार्टनरशिप विद इंस्टीट्यूट ऑफ कंपेटिटिवनेस ऑन वेनसडे रिलीज द एक्सपोर्ट प्रिपेयर्डनेस इंडेक्स EPI 2020 to examine preparedness and performance of Indian states. The EPI intends to identify challenges and opportunity, enhance the effectiveness of government policies, and encourage a facilitative regulatory framework. The Indian economy holds immense potential to become a strong exporter on the world stage. To realize this potential, it is crucial that India turns to its states and union territories and makes them active participant in the country's export efforts, said Niti Aayog Vice Chairman Rajiv Kumar. In an attempt to realize this vision, the EPI 2020 evaluates states' potential and capacities. It is hoped that the detailed insights from this index will guide all stakeholders towards strengthening the export ecosystem at both the national and sub-national levels, he said in a statement. Chief Executive Officer Amitabh Kant said that EPI is a data-driven effort to identify the core areas crucial for export promotion at the sub-national level. All the states and union territories have been assumed on crucial parameters that are critical for any typical economic unit to achieve sustainable export growth. The index will be a helpful guide for the state government to benchmark regional performance with respect to export promotion and thus deliver key policy insight on how to improve and enhance the same, he said. The addition of EPI shows that most Indian states perform well on average across the sub-pillars of export diversification, transport connectivity and infrastructure. The average score in these three sub-pillars was above 50%. Also, given the low standard deviation in export diversification and transport connectivity, the averages are not skewed to the higher side by a few over achievers. However, states should also focus on key component in order to improve export competitiveness. Overall, most of the coastal states are also best performers. Gujarat, Maharashtra and Tamil Nadu occupy the top three ranks respectively. 6 of 8 coastal states feature in the top 10 ranking, indicating the presence of strong enabling and facilitating factors to promote the exports. In the landlocked state, Rajasthan has performed the best, followed by Telangana and Haryana. Among the Himalayan state, Uttarakhand is the followed by Tripura and Himachal across the union territories. Delhi has performed the best, followed by Goa and Chandigarh. The report also highlighted that export orientation and preparedness are not just restricted to prosperous states. Even emerging states can undertake dynamic export policy measure, have functioning promotional councils and synchronize with national logistical plans to grow their export. Based on the findings of the report, export promotion in India faces three fundamental challenges: intra and inter-relational disparities in export infrastructure, poor trade support and growth orientation among state, and poor R&D infrastructure to promote complex and unique export. There is a need to emphasize on key strategic to address these challenges. A joint development of export infrastructure, strengthening industry, academia linkages and creating state-level engagement for economic diplomacy. This strategy could be supported by revamped designs and standard by local product and by harnessing the innovative tendencies to provide new use cases for such product with adequate support from the center. To achieve the target of making India a developed economy by focusing on Atmanirbhar Bharat, there is a need to increase export from all the states and union territories. The EPI provide invaluable insights on how states can attain this goal.